This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. There are a round of applause. That'd be great. She's right in front going, let me see. I'll decide. Let's see how entertaining it is. I'll make a decision before I start clapping. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. We're with about 450 million people out here today.
Everyone in the state. In fact, the entire Midwest has made it out here today.
Okay. Today will be the conclusion of my 39th year working at the State Fair. I'm not exaggerating. I cannot believe how many people are out here today. In all sincerity, it is teeming with people who look like they're having fun. It is also perfect out today.
Yes.
It is absolutely perfect out. And we're in a good mood because it's WCCO Day.
830 Day. State of Minnesota.
Yeah. So that means anybody who listens to WCCO Radio or anybody that works at WCCO Radio gets everything for free all day long.
Correct.
Right? So go to the grocery store. Just say, hey, I listen to CCO. Walk out. Just walk out.
We'll grab some items first.
Yeah, anyway, that's true.
Don't just walk in and
walk
out.
That's true. You know, go. Who are our Twins playing today? The Toronto Blue Jays.
I thought we were going to get a help from the crowd. Yeah. That's the big. You know, there's probably a lot of people from Toronto here.
Just
to be honest.
Just go to the game and say, hey, I listen to your flagship. It's WCCO Day.
That's right.
I don't think I should have to pay.
Unless you're a Blue Jay fan.
You can say you listen to
bring that Canadian money, see how far it gets you.
And what a coincidence that WCCO Radio Day is also on August 3rd, 830.
I mean, what? 30th.
Yeah.
Not the 3rd.
Yes, the 3rd. I screwed up
if it's the 3rd.
I ruined the stupid
then
joke.
Then you've got your 40th
by not
run.
Even saying it right.
Your
okay.
40th run at the fair.
Wow. I even thought about that joke. I thought, it's not that funny.
It's not.
But I'm going to go with it. And then I butchered it.
Which actually made it better.
Maybe it's better then. Yeah, it's 830 Day. 100 years. There's no chance we make it to 200. Let's just acknowledge that.
Wow.
It's been a good run. I mean, radio's not going to exist, I don't know, 20 years from now?
You put your money there. I'm not joining you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to keep working. It's all going to be on this little handy-dandy device we've got right here, the phone.
That doesn't mean that 830-CCO won't be here.
I don't know, baby. I like to think so. Who has the best chance on our staff to be here the longest? I mean, you might say Denny Long. He's been here for 50 years already. Why not 50 more?
Yeah, 53 working on 54 for him.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I can see Joseph's in here for a long, long time. I mean, he gets like 17 weeks of vacation.
Yeah,
he's traveling
nice deal
already. That's pretty good.
Susie's working on, 30 years, right?
Yeah, Susie is working on. The folks are starting to get the sun. I can see it. They're like, you know, it's really comfortable here, but now the sun. See, I want the awning. For year 40, Lane, we need to have the awning.
It would have been a nice surprise for you and all the listeners here for 830.
Wouldn't you like an awning right now that would block the sun? You know, that would be pretty nice, right? Can we put that up today?
We can work on it. Call a guy. I'm sure you've got an awning guy.
I do. Clyde, I've got the same handyman for 25 years. He'd come out here and do it.
Sure.
I mean, is the fair really going to take it down?
Why would they?
If they put that up there? All right, so let's go with either if you want to step up the microphone or you want to text in. What is the one moment you think of when you think of WCCO Radio? The one moment. We could go personality, too, but I think we've done that before. What is the one moment when you think of WCCO Radio? I'll tell you mine. I'm a kid listening and saying, please say the Robbinsdale
yes.
School District. Please say Robbinsdale Schools, they've been shut down for like 2 weeks. I would wait and wait. I even said to my father, don't you have inside intel? Couldn't you just tell me right away? I mean, that's got to be it for a lot of people listening.
Millions. I mean, no joke. It's got to be in the millions at this point of kids that, myself included, same way, woke up on a snowy day and said, come on. Come on.
Get to it.
Come on.
Get to it.
No! You passed us again!
You're devastated almost all the time, too.
I'm the only one who has to go to school in this state.
Yeah.
Or when the governor would shut down the schools, good old Arnie, he came through a couple times.
Arnie shut her down a lot.
Oh, he was the best.
Now I think if there's a cloud, we shut the schools down.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, it's just unbelievable. What is your one moment when you think of WCCO Radio? Is there something that comes to mind? 651-461-9226. Now, we've had some former CCO legends on already since we've been out here. You've heard more today. We jumped in. We had Eric Escalon on the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We had Don Shelby on. So the plan was we're going to do some tie to my father, right? And we looked at a couple things, and the one we kind of settled on has now vanished. We can't find it. So in 2009, I started here at WCCO Radio. I started here, and I'm pretty sure it was the 54th anniversary day for my father.
Wow.
Right? He had started 1955. I think I have that right. And so it was, I think my father was with me the hour. So we were going to play like 10 minutes of it, you know? Because it was, you know, 2009, my father's 89. Had the fastball. Still had the fastball. Sounded great. We can't find it.
It's lost.
How's that?
Forever.
I mean, I don't know how that's possible. Then we thought about just playing the overrated, underrated, properly rated show open repeatedly.
People love it.
Because, I mean, that's my favorite moment now. When you debuted the overrated, underrated, properly rated moment. Good to see you, man. Be good. But we're not going to play that. But we are going to play. You describe it. You know it. Tell everybody what's going on.
Well, and you can find it on the 100th anniversary album, which, by the way, of course, is for sale right now. You can find out information on those boards just down the way there if you're here at the fair, or WCCORadio.com/album, right?
100.
100, excuse me.
Yep.
Yes. WCCORadio.com/100. You can order the album, get the digital download if you don't have the turntable, along with all of the extra audio that isn't actually on the vinyl. But included in that is a moment they did many years ago with Boone and Erickson live out at the fair here. It was Sid the Musical.
Yeah. I have not heard this.
You've never heard it.
I don't think I've heard this before.
Well, your dad was certainly a willing, and it seems like...
active participant?
Active enough participant where he was having fun with it.
Yeah. Well, if it was about him, he was going to be excited about it.
Even if you were poking fun,
yeah.
His name's still in the title.
Yes. If it was involving him, he's like, yeah, it's a great idea. It's a great idea. So I'm looking forward to hearing this. So keep texting 651-461-9226. What is, when you think of this radio station, as we are honored today, and I joke about it a lot, but it is a great opportunity. It's a true privilege to work at the station. I've made so many great friends, you included. I've met so many kind people, and I never, ever take it for granted. Work hard and try to put out whatever nonsense or serious stuff that we try to put out on a regular basis. What is your what's your one moment when you think of WCC Radio? Text away 651-461-9226. What do you have? Let's come back and let's hear Sid the Musical. What? Is this 1992, you said? It's got to be further back than that, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a... Oh, man, what year is it? I can't find the year right now.
We'll just make up the year.
It's been a ways.
1892, Sid the Musical with Boone and Erickson. That's next on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Texter's getting it too. Chad had 2 inches of rain yesterday in Osceola. Thank you. Thank you.
Again. Send those to adam.carter yeah. at odyssey.com.
Again, outside of if a storm is taking place, okay, I don't care at all how much it's rained at your place.
That's personal preference.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, they can call you. I'll give you their number. They can have your number if they text
me. I don't care that much.
Yeah, okay. Well, apparently you don't care.
No. I'd like it in writing. That way I can compare and keep track of that for a future.
Okay. All right. We are asking, by the way, no major today because we had major Wednesday for two segments. Shaletta, 105. Keith Ellison, 205. The Am I Wrong committee, maybe 135?
No,
Or do you want to go 1235?
The committee is very flexible.
Okay.
Today.
And also, the newlywed game. We've ended the fair for a number of years with the newlywed game. So we'll get probably three couples up here.
Three couples.
Three couples up here, and the winning couple gets four tickets to a Twins game.
It's a good deal.
Four tickets to a Twins game. Now, if it works with your schedule, we'll make it September. If it doesn't work with your schedule, we'll work next spring. Right?
We can do that.
We're flex. We are flex. Okay. When you think of one moment with CCO, what do you think of? I'm going to get to some of the text here. Charlie Boone's point of law. Point of law. You were talking about point of law the other day.
Yes. When it played during the Cannon show in the evenings, my mother, it was this, CCO was on in the kitchen. You do not change the channel. And during dinner time, CCO was on when we were eating. And my mother did not care for the Cannon show. One of the few that didn't. It just wasn't her cup of tea. But we knew that at this time, Point of Law was coming on. And it was appointment listening because we got to listen to it. Me and my brother growing up, we got to argue of which side's right, which side's wrong, which is going to be the correct answer. And then they'd come back from the break and, yeah, I got it!
I think it's very good. Cannon uttering, I got the money, for sure. Dave Lee breaking the news with the Twin Towers. Then my father and Dave Mona. Boone and Erickson, the Good Morning Song.
That.
Now, I didn't hear any of this morning when Dave and the gang were here, but they must have sang the Good Morning Song.
I'm pretty sure my parents cranked up as loud as they could just to annoy me and my brother to get us out of bed at 6 in the morning.
Let's see. Minnesota Hospital, the two World Series titles, and then hurting me, the Halloween snowstorm. Let's move on from the Halloween snowstorm. Don't we all agree? What was it, like an inch and a half? We got to move on from the Halloween snowstorm.
You're familiar with that?
Yeah, okay, that's uncalled for. That's uncalled for. Calling in local snow totals. Oh, my God. Just get out of here. Tom Kelly and your dad calling everybody genius on Sunday. That was the best. That's when my father would get so cranky. What do you do for a living?
Genius.
What do you do for a living? Oh, my God.
That was his first question to Derek Falvey, right? When Falvey and Levine took over the
place. What he said to him is he goes, why should you guys have this job? What have you guys ever done in baseball? And Thad Levine is so funny. By the way, where is Thad Levine? Why don't we ever hear from Thad Levine anymore?
Good question.
I'm serious. We never, ever hear from Thad Levine anymore at all.
No.
What's going on? What have I missed something? Right? And I get that Derek is in charge, but Thad was a very visible number two guy for a while, right?
Perhaps Derek just got more comfortable with the media now.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Could be. And Thad goes, my father goes, I couldn't agree with you more. It was just a great line. Okay, I haven't heard this yet, so at some point during the salad days of Boone and Erickson, and it's out here at the fair?
I believe that there's a live crowd.
There's a live crowd. Could be. Probably at the fair. Here is Boone and Erickson's version of Sid the Musical.
This is Sid
the musical. Sid was born in Minneapolis in humble surroundings. Even as a small child, neighbors knew he was different. Instead of saying,
"Hi, chum,"
he'd say,
"What a jerk."
Little Sid had to work at an early age to help the family. One day in downtown Minneapolis, he passed the Minneapolis Star Tribune building.
"Hey, kid, want to make some money?"
"Yes."
"How about selling papers on the street?"
"How much can I make?"
"How much? Everybody wants to be a Kevin Garnett."
So Sidney took the job. It was the start of a media career. Now, selling papers back when Sid was a kid was different. Oh, yes. There was no CNN with breaking news. No CBSI then. There wasn't even television. Back in those days, that was so long ago, people got breaking news when the newspaper put out an extra.
"Extra! Extra! Read all about it. President Lincoln just got shot."
Stuff here.
Well, as you might have guessed, Sid was a paper-selling success. And then, one day...
"Hey, kid, I've been watching you."
"Who are you?"
"I'm Dick Cullum. I'm the sports editor. I think you could write a column for the Star Tribune sports section."
Wow. First, Mr. Cullum had to sell the publisher on the idea.
"Listen, let me tell you about this Hartman. This guy's got a lot of heart. And we all know you gotta have Hartman."
Yes, Sid was a success, but he had his detractors.
"You know, Sid is so cheap.
So cheap is he.
His pants only have one-way pockets. In."
And then Sid always had fights with the opposition, especially the St. Paul Pioneer Press, owned by Knight Ritter.
"Something,
but don't say nothing.
They just keep rolling. They keep on rolling along.
You and me, we go to press, digging out news, adding to stress.
Tell that team, must not fail. Try to find a player who's not in jail."
Sid the Musical. You know the rest of the story.
Very good. How about a round of applause for that? He was pretty good.
Yes.
I mean, Roger and Charlie are so good. I thought he hit his notes not bad.
He was on point.
He was on
no
point.
No question.
So that's got to be late 90s then, if KG, they're mentioning KG and money, right?
Signed the big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's get you a few more. When you think of one moment in CCO radio history, I think we should go Am I Wrong next. Let's go Am I Wrong.
The committee will be ready.
Committee's ready? Fantastic. "Whoever wrote Sid the Musical must have been a real genius. Thank you. Excellent. The best hearing what your father was saying with Eric Escalade every morning. Ray Christensen calling Gopher football. Listen to Twins games with my grandma. Jack Farrell, Saturday morning wine chat. I thoroughly enjoyed that. We talked about it just a few weeks ago when Jack passed away. Halsey Hall, talking Twins, baseball and green onions. The Vikings, Howard Viking. More Howard, Joyce Lamont, Cannon. Just a lot of good stuff. So, yeah, pretty remarkable day. The station all year celebrating 100 years When are we going to start advertising the big event in October?
That's a good question. That's coming up quick.
We're having a big celebration at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. I have said I'm only entering the room if I'm carried in King's chair with the overrated theme song. That's it. If not, I'll
nothing
just...
Nothing else will do.
That's it. I'm just staying home. I mean, the overrated theme song. I don't understand how it hasn't been honored yet among the 100 most significant moments.
I assume they're waiting till we get
they
to
should.
The end.
They should. I mean, to me, it's a, that's where were you moment when you heard the overrated theme song.
And a where would you have rather been moment.
Yeah, could be. That also could be that. Keith Ellison, 205. The Newlywed Game at 235. Shaletta at 105. Plenty of good stuff for you. Am I wrong? The committee is next. It's 32 past 12 on WCCO Radio Day in Minnesota. I want to talk about K&S heating and air. Now, this is a day, if it would stay like this every day, like this temperature right now, it'd be perfect.
I'd be okay with that.
It'd be perfect. Probably wouldn't be great for K&S heating and air. Here he goes. Here is Dave Harrigan. I mean, how about some booze for the Am I Wrong committee?
No, don't disrespect the committee.
They're
like that.
Very upset. The committee's not happy right now because normally has the garden spot, the 235 slot. But now we got to finish with the Newlywed Game. So the Am I Wrong committee, flexible, has moved up to 12:40. So like always, I still get to the Am I Wrong committee late. All right, what do you have? Naturally. What's number one?
Well, the committee's actually not too upset. I mean, 235, I think Jason's more upset because he doesn't have the great lead in he normally does. But, I mean, the major spot's a good spot on a Friday.
Yeah, it is.
It's not bad. Let's talk about the wave of joy that's been spreading across the country now. This time every year for many, many years, football season's back.
That's true.
College football, full swing, NFL kicking off in just a few days. Let's talk about where the real joy comes in for those that have seen the light, Chad. Not for something that we will be doing, but for something we're no longer doing.
Okay.
Fantasy football.
Yeah, I've been out the last couple of years. I don't miss it at all.
It's been about, I was in a couple leagues. It's been about a decade or so, and every year I get happier and happier. I don't care what your guy, Charch, says.
Fantasy
football, it is a joy-robbing burden. It is, instead of worrying about your third and fourth wide receivers this weekend as that last draft is coming up,
wow,
and you're worried about that 16th
attacking
round
my
pick.
Attacking my guy, Church.
Yeah, I am doing it. You know what? Life is better. Life is better without fantasy football.
Am I wrong? Okay, for me right now, yes, it is. Okay, I would get too frustrated. I have the ticket. I'd be paying attention. Normally, I'd be playing golf, and I'd be looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'd be home, I go to Red Zone.
Yes.
And I'd have a team, and I'd have two guys. And, you know, if it's early in the year, they're probably two reasonably high-profile guys. And they don't score, and it would just bug me so much more than it should bug me.
And then you'd be watching Monday Night Football between the Browns and Dolphins or something like that.
Yes.
Because you have a second running back that, well, I mean, if he just gets 10 carries, maybe a goal line, maybe, you know, never know.
Yeah. Well, and then I don't pay enough attention to the transactions.
No.
So I didn't know enough about the Jags' fifth wide receiver. And even in our league, which isn't that ferociously busy, but like Sheely's got the fifth wide, and I'd be like, okay, that guy had a good game. Nope, I'm late. But for my boy Charge, you just made a killing selling guillotine league. Bravo to my guy.
Well, we are clearly in the minority, but then you also don't have to deal with the one guy in the league that will never make a trade.
No,
unless
that's,
it's a complete, you know, wash in their favor.
And, okay, if you're going to be in a fantasy football league, you have to make the draft fun. You have to have people you can have fun with, and you better be busy in it, right? You got to make trades. You're not really a general manager.
Yes.
Right? You're not Quasey.
Yes. Don't offer me Joe. You'll get Joe Montana. Or if you give me Joe Montana, I'll give you the Raiders kicker. What do you say?
Exactly. You know? But it's, I mean, the. What percentage, what would you guess, what percentage of the NFL's popularity is directly related to fantasy football? 0 to 100%. What do you think?
It's not like it wasn't popular before fantasy football, but for ratcheting it up to the level it's at right now.
Where it's, I mean, there's no business that people pay more attention to than the National Football League.
No, not even close.
I'm going to go 16%.
I'm just going to say
85%.
85%.
Yeah. Well, if you throw gambling in there, too, and it's about 65%.
Correct.
And then about 35% actually care because they just want their team to win. All right, what's next?
Another football note. Anyone watching the Gophers last night lose in the final seconds?
Can we go on? We could spend some time on this one.
We may have to later, but you got to witness, as did I and thousands of others, one of the, I'd say, strangest, goofiest moments that can happen when a home team loses.
That's very good.
And the kick is no good. Wide right. The Gophers fall and the season over 19-17. Ya-da-da-da-ya-da-da-da. And the Rouser kicks in right away.
Rouser and what else? The fireworks.
Oh, yeah. We had the fireworks, too.
The fireworks and the Rouser when they missed the field goal.
You know what? A bad loss like that, it's a last-second loss, it obviously doesn't work. Here's a note to the U of M. We need either either an entirely new song to play.
Stop running
right
the ball.
When one of those losses happens. Or, I like this. Can we do a sad version of the Rouser?
Well, I kind of like
Can
that.
Can we really slow it down, get some strings involved?
That would be good. You know, like sad eyes, you know? That would be good. It really isn't that difficult to pay attention, though, and see that the kid missed the field goal, is it?
Well, I think they do it regardless because it's still the Gophers and the game's over, so you got to play it one more time and salute the boys for their good effort. And
no.
No, you don't.
No, not right away when you just lost the game. And like Chip said in the store today, you know what they look like last night? The same old Gophers. And at one point, PJ was talking after the game. He goes, this is uncharacteristic of our football team. How do we know that was their first game? I mean, every year it's a different group. How do we know that is uncharacteristic of their football team? Because what was characteristic? Quarterback, not good enough. Running the ball too much.
Right up the middle.
Odd timeouts. And it was an incredibly dull game.
I said the last 2 minutes were exciting. But the first 58 were as boring as...
Am I wrong? It was paint dry. I mean, it was absolute paint dry. And North Carolina, I didn't see a good team last night. Did you?
Nope.
No. That was a bad opener for Philip John Fleck. More of Am I Wrong with the committee when we come back in moments on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Thank you. Very, very good after the fireworks going off last night.
Nice.
Excellent. Excellent. Your latest construction time check is 12:52. Time to invest in GAF Solar Roofing and receive free installation labor. Let's go back to a man who knows all about celebrating prematurely, Dave Harrigan and the Am I Wrong committee. Go ahead, Dave.
You know, it hit me now, just now, as you mentioned the fireworks again. Maybe it's a problem with the stadium. Maybe it's a Huntington Bank issue, because you remember after Blair Walsh missed the kick against Seattle.
That's true.
Half the stadium went nuts. And
yes.
What? It missed?
You could pay attention.
Could be an eye line, you know, a sight line.
Sight lines?
Yeah, I think it's bad sight lines at the bank.
You're being very very giving on that.
Doing my very best.
Yes.
Hey, can we talk about one of the greatest lies in America? Frankly, one of the greatest lies perpetrated around the world, we could even say.
Let's go.
All right. So you know what happens when you run your dishwasher cycle? You pull out the...
I started the dishwasher when I left this morning.
Every once in a while, you'll pull out the cups or the bowls, and you'll see a little bit of the soap that's left on.
Yep.
What do you do?
Are you a liquid? Are you a powder? Are you the...
We got the pods.
Pods?
The pods.
I don't like the pods.
Yeah, I'm not liking the pods right now either. But
I don't think they're trustworthy.
That's what the machine calls for. You can't even put liquid in our machine. You got to use the pods.
Whoa.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very, very highfalutin.
I'm team liquid.
So anyway, what do you do? Then you got to go out, You got to buy the Rinse Aid.
Yeah.
The Rinse Aid.
That's right.
Let's talk about the Rinse Aid. You get the tall, thin bottle.
Yes,
with that blue goop.
Yeah, it's
and
gross.
The teeny tiny little hole at the top.
Yeah.
That you're then supposedly supposed to tip the whole thing over into an even smaller hole inside the inside of the door.
Yeah.
Get it in that reservoir. You end up spilling half the bottle trying to pour it in as they intend, I assume, based on the design.
They want you to buy more right
Correct.
Away. They make it impossible.
Yes.
Yes.
And then what happens? You finally, okay, we're done. You finally get to run the cycle. And you end up with the same little bits of the soap pods left on the same glasses and the same bowls, and nothing better happens. Rinse Aids, the greatest scam ever pulled on the American dishwashing
Am I wrong?
Public.
Well, I'm going to go at you because the pods are awful. I mean,
what am I
going
to do?
I'm going after the pod community.
Pod community?
Yeah.
You think they're all in bed?
The pod community. Whirlpool? You know what? I don't believe there's a dishwasher that the liquid is going to damage it. It's the pod community is trying to convince you that the liquid isn't the way to go when liquid is absolutely the way to go. Come on.
I'd like it to be the way to go.
Yeah.
The thing says pod
only. Okay, how about your washing machine? What do you put in there?
The
liquid or
clothes washer?
Yeah, clothes washer.
Old school powder, Tide powder.
Again, you're too hung up on the powder, man. We've modernized.
I'll be honest.
We have modernized liquid.
I'd like to go liquid. Wife likes the powder. What am I going to do? She does most of the laundry.
Some guys run their house. Some guys run around their house.
You know very well I run around.
Yes, you do.
Know very well I run
and
around.
And rightfully so.
Thank
I
you.
Mean, why she's with you is still a mystery to all of us. Embrace the liquid. Come on. If there's one thing you want to say about WCCO Radio, when we're honored today, embrace the liquid.
One more time, just to make sure we have it clean.
Embrace the liquid.
Thank you.
You got it.
The queen's here, by the way.
I saw her.
Hi, queen.
Hello, queen.
One more, then.
She is.
One more quick one.
Wants no part of us right now.
Anyone with kids in school or youth sports or activities right now will understand what I'm about to talk about. Undeniable
yep.
truth. These school districts, the sports clubs, the private schools, any organizations, they're all in bed, Chad. And you know who they're in bed with? Big App.
Yeah.
Big Apple.
Am I wrong?
I don't know what Google and Apple have over everybody, but just to stay in the loop, I counted it on my phone this morning. I have 11 different apps that I have been told to download on my phone for the schools, for softball over the summer, for soccer going on now.
And your girls are 7 and 4. Just wait.
It is nuts. It's taking up my entire phone, and it's time for the public to rise up, stand together against the overreach of Big App. Let's go.
You know, how about a text?
How did you keep track of everything when you were when your kids were that age, Chad? 1800s.
Big calendar.
Big calendar.
We went with big calendar.
I bet you all did it on one calendar, didn't
we
you?
We did.
One
and it was
calendar,
a very busy pack. Calendar with three kids and a lot of plans. But you know what? Big email also works too, Harrigan.
Big yeah, email is part yeah. of it.
So now you just have to download all these apps. Is this what I'm missing right now?
Yes. I have 11 different apps between all the things. And one of them didn't even tell me that soccer was canceled last night during a lightning storm. I just had to figure that one out on my own. Yeah. I don't know how I did it.
Somehow you were able
Father
to figure
of the
that
year.
Out. Yes, exactly. Shaletta, early next hour, CBS. Is it Ari? Ari's got the news. So then we have Keith Ellison, the attorney general. And yes, we're going to ask him about the news that Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher made on this show just a couple days ago, saying he believes it's a done deal that Keith Ellison is running against Mary Moriarty. We'll ask Keith that question at 2:05 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.